We were doing Sefer Masiyot. We were up to the story of the wealthy person who had 10 sons, and he promised each son that he would give him 100 dinars on the day he saw that he would be dying. And when that day came, he saw he was only left with 950 dinars. So he gave 900 to his 9 eldest sons, 100 apiece. And then he called in the youngster, and he said, "What can I do?" The youngster said, "Are you going to leave me penniless?" And he said, "I promised each of your siblings I'd give them 100 dinars. I couldn't go back on my promise. And all I have left for you is 50 dinars. And I'll tell you what, 30 dinars I need for my own, for taking care of my own burial. I'll leave you the 20 dinars that are left. But I'll tell you what, I have 10 friends, and I'll give you my 10 friends, and they're better than 1,000 dinars." And he gave him the 20 dinars, and he called in his best friends, and he told them, "Take care of my youngest son." And then he passed away, and he was buried. And his 9 sons went, each one started a business with the money their father had left them. And the youngster was left to worry and wonder, what's he supposed to do now? And he looks at the 20 dinars, it's not enough to start any business, and he doesn't know what to do. He starts thinking, and time does its thing, and his expenses eat away at his savings, and he's left with 1 dinar, and he asks himself, my father said that his 10 friends were better than 1,000 dinars, what can I do with his 10 friends? So he thought about it, and he decided, if Dad said they're a good investment, so I'll invest my last dinar in them. And he made a big meal, and he invited all his father's friends, and they all ate and drank with him, and they started talking, and they said, "Look at that, his father left 10 sons, 9 of them ignore us, and 1 of them, he holds on to the friendship, we have to pay him back in kind." So each one of them gave him a pregnant cow as a gift. And with the cow, they loaded it with money. And each cow gave birth to a calf, and he sold the young calves. And he became very wealthy. He started doing business, and he became blessed, and he became even wealthier than his father. And he declared, "My father said the truth." Blessed memory. He said, "A person's friends are worth more than all the money in the world." And so the message, says Rav Nissim Gaon, is that we should know the value of friendship. Friends are those who stand by a person in his darkest hour. Friends are the greatest asset you could have. Money comes and goes, but true friends stick on. And so a person has to try and hold on to his friends and amass friends. Not be content with 1 or 2, but try to amass friends and hold on to them and treat them well. And that's what Ben Sira says. Rabim yiyu doshei shlomecha. A person should seek to have many people who are interested in his peace, who want his well-being. But it's an interesting final line. Ben Sira ends the sentence and says, Gale sodecha leechad mini aleph. But when it comes time to reveal your secrets, then you should have 1 among 1,000 who you reveal your secret to. You should have many people, you should have masses who seek your well-being, who like you, who find in you a friend. But when you have to choose who to reveal your secret to, it should be 1 in 1,000. It shouldn't be all your friends. And we continue with the story of Rabbi Meir that went to the Beis Medrash. It was one of the holidays. And he had a host whose name was Yehuda of Tveria. Yehuda from Tiberia. How do you say Tiberia? Tiberius? Tiberius. And Yehuda's wife was a good, modest wife. And she used to honor Rabbi Meir whenever Rabbi Meir would visit their home. And she'd go specially out of her way to honor the great rabbi, Rabbi Meir. And so, because they treated him so well, he'd always stay at their house. And one year, Yehuda's wife passed away. And he remarried. And the holiday was coming close. And he told his new wife, I want you to know, there is one wise man who comes to my house every year as he is en route to Jerusalem. And then he visits again on his return. When he comes, I want you to be sure to honor him. And you prepare him food and you prepare him drink. His name is Rebbe Meir. And be careful, because I want you to be extra careful in honoring him. Rebbe Meir came the way he was always accustomed to, and he stood out at the gate and called, and the woman went out to him, and he didn't recognize her. So he asked the woman, where is Yehuda's wife? And she said, well, she died, and I am his new wife. And if you are Rebbe Meir, come, blessed Hashem. Don't stand outside. He commanded me to gather you into the house and honor you as is fitting. Rebbe Meir enters the house and sits till nightfall. Yehuda comes in and hugs him and kisses him, and they ate and they drank and they went to sleep. That night, Yehuda's wife, thinking her father told me to honor Rebbe Meir, well, her husband went drunk to bed and she went to Rebbe Meir's room. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.